Namanda, Vatsunamanda, 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 Namanda.
I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the larger sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life. 仏説無量寿経の御三代を拝読してから今日の御法話を始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in 合唱。ご一緒に合唱をしましょう。Even if the whole world were filled with fire, resolutely pass through it in your quest to hear the Dharma. You will unfailingly attain the enlightenment of Buddha and bring beings everywhere across the stream of birth and death. たとえ世界中が火の海になったとしても、広まず進み、教えを聞くがよい。そうすれば必ず仏の悟りに完成して、広く迷いの人々を救うであるとナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツ。Hey, good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Did you all have a nice New Year? 皆さん、よく新年を迎えましたか？ So I had a very interesting call here to the temple on New Year's Day at about 5 p.m.
私は5時ごろにここ仏教会に電話があったんですけど、
The person sounded very urgent, and they said, you know, can I come to your temple right now? そして私は今お寺に参りに行けますかと。And this guy said, well, you know, actually, I was at home at this point, sitting at home in my sweatshirt and my jeans, playing with my baby son, and so regrettably I wasn't going to come rush over here and open the door. I said, no, you know, I'm sorry that you know, no one's at the temple right now. You know, we were open this morning, but we're not open this afternoon. And the person sounded so disappointed. そしてまあ、今すぐにお参りに行きたいと、まあ、1月の1日、新年の日に、元旦の日に、お参りに行きたい方があったんですけど、まあ、午後の5時頃に電話をしたんですけど、その時はうちも帰ってて、ちょっとすみません、今日はもうお参りが終わりましたと言ったら、とってもがっかりした声で。And so I, you know, I said, well, you know, is there something I can do to help you? He says, no, I need to go to a temple on New Year's Day, or, you know, I'm really concerned about what sort of luck I will have in the coming year.
私は元旦の日にお参りをしないと、なんか不幸のこと、罰が当たると出るんですね。
So he had this feeling, I have to go to a temple on New Year's Day. And, you know, I don't know, he must have put it off for whatever reason. But then it just occurred to him, oh, it's time to go to a temple. And I need to go and pray for good luck in the coming year.
そして一年間まあ、運がまあ、良いようにお寺に行きたいと言うんですね。
And so, you know, in listening to this, I thought, well, this is a common understanding a lot of people have. A lot of people, you know, first thing they do, they get up in the morning on New Year's Day, they come here to the temple, and they have a service. And I think this is a wonderful way to start off the new year.
まあ、確かに、初詣で、まあ、お寺で来ることは、お参りするのはとてもいいことで、まあ、一年間仏様を、の道を歩もうという、一心を表すお参りに来るのがとてもいいと思います。
You know, in Japan, it's common to visit the temple on New Year's Eve, right? Everybody goes on New Year's Eve to ring the bell.
そして、まあ、みんな、まあ、おみそかの夜に、お寺にいて、盆唱、108回の、盆唱があるんですね。
And you can hear all over Japan. If you go to a city, pretty much anywhere in Japan, around midnight on New Year's Eve, you can hear the gong, gong of all the temple bells ringing.
まあ、日本のおみそかの深夜だったら、もうこのゴンゴンというお寺の盆唱が、まあ、その盆唱の音はよく聞くんですね。
And then, what do people do on New Year's Day generally in Japan?
そして、その初詣は、元旦の日に、they go to the jinja, right? And they pray to the Shinto gods, right? そして、元旦の日に神社に行って、その神道の神様に拝むことが。あるんですね。 And so, you know, I personally don't have a big problem with this. A lot of people say, oh, this shows, you know, Japanese people don't know whether they're Shinto or Buddhist. But for me, I feel like this is okay. I don't see anything wrong with this because I feel that the Shinto religion also expresses a very profound and deep truth.
まあ私はそれがそれでいいと思います。まあある人は神道か仏教かどっちか日本人が知らないとかという人はいるんですけど、私はそうでもなくて神道のまあことの中でとっても素晴らしいまあ習慣というか考え方も表していると思います。
In fact, one of my wife's Shoko, her cousin is a Shinto priest actually.
妻の、いとこが神道の神主さんです。
And so whenever I go to their family gatherings, particularly if it's a Buddhist memorial service, they always sit three people together. They always sit me and her cousin, who's a Shinto priest, and the Buddhist priest of their that is their family temple. They always have us sit together. We sit around and we talk about religion. We always have a great time and much sake is consumed and everyone is happy.
でまあ、みんなで話し合っていろいろ楽しい話をするその証拠の妻の実家 の法事があったら必ず僕と神主さんとのいとことその実家のお寺のお嬢さんと一緒に座っていろいろな面白い宗教の話をするんですね。
But so as I was kind of talking to this gentleman who called on New Year's Eve, sort of urgently wishing to come to the temple to pray for good luck in the coming year, it occurred to me that what we have to offer here is much better than good luck for the coming year.
このお寺が提供できるものは1年間のいい運よりもいいことが提供されています。
Because actually, we have no idea what the coming year will bring for us, right?
これから1年間何が起こるかわからないんですね。
We all hope to have a wonderful year, and we hope to have a wonderful year of peace and health for all of our family members.
まあみんなが周りの人に健康であるように、幸せであるように、もちろん願っているんですけど、
However, we know from our own experience that often we encounter great difficulties in life.
まあ、しかし自分の経験の中でみんなが経験しているのは必ず大変なことに遭うことあるんですね。
And so what I think coming to the temple offers us is not an opportunity to get good luck or to avoid problems. It doesn't keep us from having problems in life. Rather, it gives us the strength to deal with those difficulties when they arise.
まあ、このお参りに来るというのは不幸のことが合わないというのではなくて不幸のことにあった時にどうすればいいよその力がつくということですね。
And in our Nembutsu teaching, we're taught that just as we are embraced, we are accepted, and we are guided to liberation by Amida Buddha, just as we are, that nothing about our life needs to changein order for us to realize liberation from suffering because of the great compassion of the Buddha guiding us and showing us the way to deal with all of the difficulties we face.
まあこの真主の教えはそのままの私がそのままが救われるというのですので私の人生はこうなったらいけないというふうではなくてそのままが救いがあるから別にこう変えないといけない必要さがないんですね。
So this teaching is really about learning to live joyfully in the midst of our lives, however they are. We may encounter illness, financial misfortune, various difficulties in the coming year, but through the teaching of the Buddha, we have the strength to face all those challenges and live joyfully in the midst of them.
まあこれから1年間、まあ難しいことがあるかもしれないけれども、まあ病気になったり、経済的な困難があったり、いろいろなことが何が起こるかわからないんですけど、この念仏の中に生きている人たちは、何が起こっても大丈夫、安心して、それを向かい合える、向き合うことができる教えですね。
So I'd like to conclude my message today by sharing with you a poem.That is one of my favorite poems. It's written by a gentleman by the name of Maekawa Goromatsu, and he passed away at the age of, or actually, rather, he composed this poem at the age of 93.
まあ九十
3歳の時にこの詩を書いた念仏者 の, 前川五郎松という方の詩ですね。
So I invite you to read, listen to this poem. I'll begin by reading in English, followed by a reading of the Japanese original.
じゃあまず英語で拝読して、そして原文の日本語を拝読します。
The title of the poem is Just Right. You, as you are just right. Your face, body, name, surname, for you, they are just right. Whether poor or rich, your parents, your children, your daughter-in-law, your grandchildren, they are all for you, just right. Happiness, unhappiness, joy, and even sorrow, for you, they are just right. The life that you have walked is neither good nor bad. For you, it is just right. Whether you go to hell or to the Pure Land, wherever you go is just right. Nothing to boast about, nothing to feel bad about, nothing above, nothing below. Even the day and the month that you die, even they are just right. The life in which we walk together with Amida, there is no way that it can't be just right. When you receive your life as just right, then a deep and profound faith begins to open up.
お前はお前でちょうどよい。顔も体も名前も性も。お前にそれはちょうどよい。貧も富も親も子も息子も息子の嫁もその孫もそれはお前にちょうどよい。幸も不幸も喜びも悲しみさえもちょうどよい。歩いたお前の人生は悪くもなければ良くもない。お前にはそれはちょうどよい。地獄へ行こうと、地獄へ行こうと、極楽へ行こうと、行ったところがちょうどよい。うぬぼれるようもなく、卑下するようもなく、上になければ下もない。死ぬ日月さえもちょうどよい。仏様と二人連れの人生、ちょうどよくないはずがない。これでよかったといただいたとき、億年の心が開かれます。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏